in a mansion that's made of stone, or a little shanty, and you feel so all alone, just remember God cares. Oh, yes, He cares. He cares for you. If you're black or if you're white, we all are precious in our God's sight. Just remember God cares. Who cares? Oh, how he cares. He cares for you. If you're black or if you're white, oh, our God is precious in his sight. Oh, he really cares. Oh, yes, he cares. He cares for you. If in your heart you have no song, and maybe something in your life has gone wrong, oh, there's someone that cares. Oh, I know he cares. He cares for you. If you're black, or if you're white, we all are precious in our God's sight. Oh, he cares. Yes, he cares. He cares for you.
Mentioned blessed cancer, and my husband has a boy that was raised as his brother, is his first cousin, that called us over the weekend and told us that he had cancer and he's never been saved. But when he was a little boy, he witnessed his dad killing his mother, shooting her, and he was raised in Craven's family. And I just thought since then, Craven asked him when he was telling him if he had been saved, and he told him no, he had never been saved. He's lived a rough life, and I'm trying to think, you know, that the Lord is working through this cancer. And I think we were going to invite him to come up next week, but he has a doctor's appointment. But just pray for him, Johnny Clark. That the Lord will undertake and save him, but the Lord loves him. Even though he maybe didn't feel like he was loved as he was growing up, but the Lord loves him. And I've sent him a card one year and told him that the Lord loved him. But do pray for him. We appreciate all your prayers and all the Lord's done for us.
Amen. If you live in a mansion and it's made of stone, or if you live in a little shanty and you feel so all alone, oh, God cares. Oh, yes, he cares. He cares for you. If in your heart you have no song, and maybe something in your life has gone wrong, oh, there's one that really cares. Oh, I know he cares. He cares for you.
He cares.
We are born.
the river come. He cares. Bless his name. Bless his name.
In a mansion that's made of stone, or a little shanty, and you feel so all alone, our God cares. Oh, yes, He cares. He cares for you. We all are precious in our God's sight. Don't forget, God cares. Oh, how He cares. He cares for you. If you live in a mansion made of stone, or in a little shanty, and you feel so all alone, there's one that cares. Oh, yes, He cares. He cares for you. If in your heart you have no song, and maybe something in your life has gone wrong, there's one that cares. Oh, how He cares. He cares for you. God really cares. Oh, He cares. He really cares. When you're bored and low, our Heavenly Father cares. He cares. No matter who you are.
Appreciate what the man of God said about Simon Peter. When he went to writing 1 Peter, he didn't talk about walking on the water. No, he talked about how much the Savior cared. Some of you think God's forgot about you. Some of you think He's doing something for the church down the road. He's forgot about you. You feel like He doesn't care. But He's trying to tell you this morning. And He's doing it pretty loud. That He really does care about you. and you ought to listen to him. You say my circumstances are bleak and dire. You ought to just thank him that he cares about you. You say, I'm in a storm. Yeah, but he knows where you're at. They ain't never time he don't know where you're at. Now, we may not know all the time where he's at. We may not even think he's around, but there's never time he doesn't know where I'm at. He knows exactly where you're at today. I appreciate him a touching old key person over here. Three strokes, ministry. Can't be like it used to be. Sitting over there praising God. Some of us is just hanging our head in our self-pity because of problems that we think are big in our life. God help us this morning. We're waiting on somebody to pat us on the back, tell us how good we are and how gracious we are. Why, the man of God told us last night, that unprofitable servant, he didn't get any thanks. Didn't get any thanks from his master because he is expected to do exactly what he'd been commanded to do. And I'm just here to tell you, if you're preaching the gospel, that's what he commanded us to do. He don't ever have to pat us on the back. He don't ever have to set us down and tell us how good we're doing. He don't have to help us along the way. All he's required to do is put a roof over our head and give us some food to eat and put some clothes on our back. It ought to be a privilege to serve and to honor our Lord. I just want you to know he does care about you this morning. He does know where you're at. And here's the morning you can get some help for your life. Sing me another verse. God is speaking to your heart.
I live in a mansion. And it's made of stone, or in a little shanty, and you feel so all alone. There's one that cares. Oh, how he cares. He cares for you. If you're black, or if you're white, we all are precious in our God's sight. Just remember God cares. Oh, yes, he cares. He cares for you. Oh. Feel so all alone. Oh, our great God cares. Oh, yes, he cares. He cares for you. Oh, if you're black, or if you're white, we all are precious in God's sight. Don't forget God cares. Oh, yes, he cares. He cares for you.